From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. The Daily Freeman is reporting the New York State Thruway Authority has announced it's about to begin work on a $9.6 million infrastructure improvement project on I-87 between Socrates and Kingston. The project includes milling and resurfacing of a 7-mile stretch of I-87 from just after Exit 20, Socrates Woodstock, to just before Exit 19, Kingston, the Kingston-Rhinecliff Bridge. According to the authority, approximately 37,000 motorists travel that stretch of I-87 every day. The project includes a fuel service area at the Ulster service area and a parking area on I-87 northbound at milepost 99.2. The authority said safety upgrades are slated to include reflective line stripping. Motorists may encounter lane closures on the thruway, along with traffic shifts and stoppages. Thruway Authority Executive Director Matthew J. Dristel said in a statement, and I quote, "This pavement improvement project ensures an improved travel experience for motorists in this area and continues to provide a safe and reliable roadway for millions of motorists who travel on the thruway every year," end quote. Authorities said the project is being coordinated by Callahan Industries of Albany and is expected to be finished in the fall, but the completion date is weather dependent. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Natasha Von Holdridge is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson said on June 21st that the now familiar seasonal cement barriers will return to Warren Street when arrangements are completed. The blocks and planters that allow for the extension of dining spaces for businesses are now limited to restaurants, coffee shops, and similar eateries. Johnson said, and I quote, "The Hudson Business Coalition is still finalizing things. It should happen any time within the next week and a half," end quote. A representative of the business group could not immediately be reached for comment. Johnson said once installed, the barriers will be removed in early October, and the last he heard, roughly 20 businesses will get the blocks. The mayor said the program will be much the same as it has been for the past 2 years. Johnson said, and I quote, "The only difference is it will be restaurants, coffee shops, juice bars, and stuff like that," end quote. Hudson Department of Public Works Superintendent Rob Perry said the police have not received any applications for barriers. And I quote, "Police have to review the applications. At some point, once the applications are submitted to the police department, they will conduct their review, and then they will let us know. And once everything is ready to go, then we will schedule a time to install the blocks and the planters," end quote. Perry said last year blocks and planters were placed outside of about 100 spaces, and it took more than a day to install them all. Each block weighs approximately 1 ton. In 2020, the city decided that providing the option to extend storefront operations into the parking lane would support local businesses with post-pandemic economic recovery. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Ravina Koyman Cell Clerk High School Senior Uchina Ubu is the 2022 New York State champion in Division II Girls Discus. Uba competed at the New York State Public High School Athletic Association State Championships at Cicero North Syracuse High School on June 10th and 11th. She came in first place with a score of 132-10 and second place in the Division II Girls Shot Put with a score of 38-2.5. Uba then went on to compete at the state championships and placed first in discus and seventh in shot put. RCS Board of Education President Edward Reville saluted Uba's accomplishments at the state competition during the June 15th board meeting, saying, and I quote, "Congratulations to her for representing RCS at the state meet this past week," end quote. Uber's accomplishments were also honored by the RCA Athletics Department when she received the Female Athlete of the Year award on June 9th. She was also the Section 2 champion in both weight toss and shot put in indoor track and field this year. And you can read more about this story at theupstater.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.